KSL News time is now 7:49. Another check of emergency triple team traffic, Andy.
Not much relief yet on I-15 northbound from Bluffdale all the way to Murray. That alone is going to take you up to about 27 to 30 minutes just to get to 53rd South. Then you've got additional slowdowns in between 33rd South and downtown. We've got some southbound slowing appearing on I-15, partially due to the wet road conditions between 72nd and 106th South. Bangor Highway still in really rough shape between about 70th Southwest Jordan and 5400 South Taylorsville. And I'm seeing slowing along 215's west belt from Taylorsville 47 south all the way up to the 201 turnoff, Eric.
And you got wet roads through the mountains on I-80 in that earlier accident. At least a couple of lanes are now open for westbounders as you go past the Lamb's Canyon exit. And it looks like they're about to open up the third lane. So things are starting to improve. The backup isn't all the way up to Parley Summit anymore. Northbound I-15 in Utah County, not any major slowing going on right now, but Redwood is a little bit slow out of Saratoga Springs heading up to 2100 North. Heather?
We still have significant delays. Southbound 15 moving from 700 South in Clearfield into downtown Salt Lake. For those of you on the west side belt southbound, we've got typical delays, but we also have a crash that KSL traffic trooper Kyle got a look at.
Accident. I saw that there's not even any EMS on site yet.
And it looks like one is just pulled up on the site. It's on the left shoulder as you approach 700 North exit, but it is adding to your delays. Can your rewards card stand toe-to-toe with University Credit Union's? Point for point, University Credit Union's is the champ. University Credit Union, local to Utah, loyal to you. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.